I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this. Cause my body too bootylicious for you, babe. Hey.
Oh, okay, hit the run. Better hit the damn run. Let's go. Like it.
Hello guys, what's up? This is Drea, and thanks for joining us after our little hiatus that we had going in 2022. Welcome to 2023, even though the month is almost over. Hello.
Hey, and this is your girl Lise. Welcome back. We missed you guys. Happy New Year 2023. What's good?
This is Chloe. I'm excited to be back for more content in 2023.
Hey.
Yes. And more stability in 2023.
Yes. Let's go. Praying right. for yeah. it. Speaking it right. into existence.
Into the world we're manifesting.
Manifestation.
Yes.
First of all, I know y'all cannot see us right now, but Chloe, what is this on your shoulders?
You know, I haven't been sleeping too well on the neck. I don't know what's going on, but I got my damn heating pad for the neck and the shoulder, so I look like I got on one of the football things.
Yeah. That go under the look, you ready to join the Cowboys today, baby?
We ready.
Come on, Cowboys.
Hey. We ready.
Get that W.
Y'all, yep.
We defeated Tom Brady.
Although I feel like I might be for the Jaguars. I don't know.
Well, ma'am, they're not playing the Jaguars, so.
I know, but I'm just saying. Oh,
I was like, wait a
minute. I'm just saying in general. No, I know I'm not that far removed from football, okay? Damn. I'm just saying. I feel like I'm going to be rooting for the Jaguars this year because I like the quarterback. But
why do you like the quarterback,
Drea? Or the Bills, if the Bills can
make it.
Do
you like him because of his hair?
I don't know, maybe.
Because
no, but I like literally JC will watch college football hardcore and like I just like his style. Like he's really good. So I don't know. Maybe the hair too. I don't know. It's a little short.
Well, they whooped on the Cowboys and beat us in overtime. What was this? Like 2 weeks ago? So you definitely can't count them out. That was a game that we should not have lost, but that's okay.
Dallas.
We beat Tom Brady, so that's all that matters.
Man. I know he pissed off, too. He lost his marriage over this year. Sorry, that's not
well,
funny,
it's not. We laugh a little too hard for that.
No, but if the Cowboys end up making it to the Super Bowl, this is going to be like the best year ever for my dad because my brother-in-law took him to see them on Christmas Eve. They have really close seats. It just seemed, and then, you know, they won that game. So
yeah,
it's like, it's been an amazing year for my dad, for his team.
Oh yeah. The Cowboys are doing really good this year.
Shout out to Dre too. Cause he all about that. He been Cowboy strong for like all of the years that they've been failing. So
yeah, my dad too.
I'm happy that he's finally got. Glad he's finally got something to talk about.
Right.
Because I'd be like, how about them Cowboys? He'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So, look, you don't leave your team job, just Jay. Because they
doing bad. Right. Your well.
Team. Even though they've been doing bad for what? How many
as
years
y'all know, my that? German chocolate is a diehard Cowboys fan. Him and his entire family.
Look, most Cowboys fans are.
Are you?
Yeah, you either are or you
fans.
Are not.
Just this state in general. They bleed blue around here. So,
yeah.
For real.
Well, speaking of the new year, ladies, we hope that.
We digress.
Right, we digress. We hope that Cowboys will make it to the Super Bowl. But we just wanted to get everybody together today, talk about what we're looking forward to for the year.
Yes, you could start. Go ahead. You was on
this
the road.
This is the year for me of self-care. That is honestly, there is nothing else that is that important to me. That is literally number one on my list because to kind of take it back to why I moved, like I moved to be able to open up a new chapter for myself. And it's crazy that it's officially been a year. Chloe, it's been a year we've been out
here. Y'all being down south for
I know, year. But what? You know how it is when you first move down here. It's like you're just trying to get your bearings and things of that nature underneath you. Now that I've done that and I have my routine and things. Oh, Jesus. Now that I've done that, I got my routine and everything. I'm just at a point now where I am just ready to zone in and focus on what is important to me. And for the longest, I always spend majority of my time taking care of everyone else. And putting myself last. And so this is the year where I am truly focusing on me, starting with my health. That's first and foremost. Yes. For those of y'all that don't, I've been struggling on this bus of Whole 30, but you know what? It has it has actually been really good for me. You don't realize how many things have like the added sugars and how your body responds to various things until you completely remove it, like out of your diet, like not having the dairy and the grains and like the added sugars, processed foods, like truly just eating whole foods has done wonders for like my energy, my skin, just overall, my body. So that's first and foremost, self-care. The other thing for me is trying to take things to the next level professionally. And that doesn't necessarily mean within what my current role is. It just means I am ready to unlock next level for whatever that's going to take me to. Like, all right, it's great. We hit a certain income level that I never thought I'd be able to hit. Honestly, I never cared about it. But now I'm like, all right, so what's next? We hit that goal. We exceeded that goal. So now let's see what we can do to hit next level. Like I need some other way to be fulfilled professionally. And so that's where I'm at. Those are my two main targets. Last thing, I feel like I probably should have just numbered them like first, second, third. Last thing though, I would say would be like this love chapter. It started off real rocky, baby. Lord. Yeah. But
she's like in her mind went through a whole thing. Did.
Look, I was starting to reminisce. it started off.
You're not there. Don't go back there.
Let me pull myself forward. But there has, I can say there's been a lot of work, on German chocolate side of things and even just me, myself, to where I feel good. And so it's just a matter of focusing on that piece too. Like, I don't want to lose sight of the person who I'm with. I want to continue to build there because, of course, you guys know what my wants are of marriage and kids. So, yeah, if we can get to that point, it would be nice. This feels different than other relationships that I've had. So, yeah, now that we were able to get over that hump. So that's my three for 2023.
Three for 2023. I like it. Chloe, what's your three for 2023?
It's really crazy because very similar to Lisa's. Like, as you were talking, I was just like, geez, we got like a lot of the same common goals. So self-care basically is one of my first ones. Y'all know last year I had the whole struggle with endometriosis. So my whole year 2022 was focused on, well, being in pain, living miserably when I first moved here to Texas still. And then once I got to a good place with that, finally had my surgery. And so now my focus is to focus on the things I didn't focus on last year. Weight loss. I'm seeing a wonderful dietitian who is teaching me how to eat properly. No fad dieting about this at all.
Yay.
helping me with my awareness of when I do certain things, why I do certain things, and actually being conscious of what I'm feeling when I'm feeling it. So I think it's been a really good thing for me. It's definitely going to be a marathon. It's not going to be a sprint, but that's the way it should be. So, right. Skincare.
Life ain't a sprint, baby.
I've been getting facials. I got my first facial thanks to my sister. She got me a birthday facial.
And thanks, sis.
I've been going since. So I had like a micro exfoliation or something last weekend. And then I have another treatment coming up. It's going to be a once a month thing. But she's also recommended some additional products. We're going to get my skin right this year because I don't know what's been going on. I'm used to having this perfect skin, and it's just been
the dark chocolate,
not where it's you know, I'm used to it lately.
Come on, push through, Hershey Kiss.
Okay.
The smooth, okay.
You always have beautiful skin though, so I'm excited for this for you.
Thank you. Thank
yes. I can't. She sounds like somebody grandma. And the way she's looking right
thank
now,
thank you, baby.
She fit the part. Thank you, baby.
The sorry, next continue. Thing, career. I want a whole new career. So I'm working on some things that require certifications. Recently, I spoke with a couple people in this field of work that have their certification, and you know, I just pretty much ended up going to the horse's mouth because I was on Facebook for a while in different groups, you know, trying to figure out different things. And I just feel like people have the tendency to not actually give you the information. They just, you know, say, there's a lot of resources out there. I'm like, that's not going to help me. And I need the information of exactly what I need to do before I waste thousands of dollars doing something I didn't need to. So I got some great information from these two very helpful, wonderful people in my life. So I'm going to get started on that. I just want more money, you know, more money. And
I just want more money.
My current job, I don't hate it, but it's not at all fulfilling at all. It's very boring to me. I don't see how some of these people do this forever, but that's just me. And the last thing is love. I want to get back into the dating world. I'm kind of sort of in it now. I've just been on and off this website that I've been on for a while. Just Swirler. Talking to different men. And I'm just kind of, yep. You know it.
Sorry, I just had to put that in there.
Every time that I think about that, that song from Archer pops in my head.
Mulatto butts.
Yes, mulatto butts. What was it? Black ass daddy, white ass mama.
Black ass mama.
Yeah, white ass daddy. Mulatto butts. Mulatto butts.
Please sing that at work.
What the fuck? I don't know why. Oh my god!
Little butts.
Just outbursts out right. of nowhere.
Little butts.
Oh Lord, yeah. Mess cracked us up. But yeah, just be on and off of there, talking to different guys. There's a guy that I wanted to meet when I moved here last year. I felt like he was on some BS because we were texting. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But we were texting and stuff.
At least
I need more context than that.
he's like 47, lives in Killeen. I was just really like, ooh, like I'm gonna meet him, blah blah blah. And we were texting and stuff. We were supposed to meet when I moved here, and I let him know I moved here, and then we were texting, and then he just stopped responding. So I was like, okay, I know what that means. There's probably somebody else.
He never expected you to be here.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, him.
That was probably it.
He hit me up recently on the app, and he's like,
nigga,
can I take you out sometime? I was like, well, what happened when I first moved here?
No, don't do that.
No, I'm going to do that. But I said, what happened when I first moved here? And he said, this is how I knew it was, he's full of BS. Because he was like, I was just really busy and I wasn't sure if you were interested. Well, I was texting you. So yeah, I was interested. And I was the main one making the effort in the text message. That's why I was like, you full of BS. I didn't tell him that, but I was like, okay.
And so then I was like, go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
So he didn't respond after that. And I was like, so you don't want to take me out anymore? And he was like, yeah. I was like, okay, I thought maybe because I called you out, you know, that you changed your mind. He was like, no, I still want to go out.
That was going to be my question, because I was going to be like, so do you want to go out with him or not?
No, I would have gone out with him. This conversation happened last week, and he asked me to go out this Saturday, yesterday. But I was like, ugh, I'm taking my braids down, so it's going to be a no-go. But I was like, we should at least video chat until we can meet up. He's like, okay. See, that's this is my other issue with him. He doesn't make, I remember before I mentioned getting on the phone or video chatting. If we don't get on the phone or video chat before we go out, I don't think I'm going to meet him. I don't like meeting men online if we don't at least talk on the phone or video chat first.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So if that doesn't happen, I'm probably just, we ain't going to meet. And then there's another guy. He's in Dallas, though. He's cute.
Oh, girl. That's a ways from you, though.
I know. But he wanted to keep talking, and he asked for my social media. So I was like, let me remove my name and change my Instagram name, because it had my last name in it. I was like, I don't want him knowing my last name. So I changed all that and gave him my IG. So we'll see if the conversation keeps going anywhere with that.
Okay.
But I'm going to get more seriously into dating once I kind of get where I want to be health wise. But for now, I'm starting out with a focus on myself and my health and my career stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dre.
Yes. Excuse me. Okay, so my number one, like y'all, it's basically, we're pretty much aligned in this regard, I think. For me, it's, except I'm married, you know, y'all are dating. But it's still, for me, the three things is self-care, 100%, all about it. Like, if I don't feel like going out, bitch, I'm not going out. And, I mean, I've always kind of been like that, but no, for real, like, I won't feel bad, and I won't even give any excuse this time. Like, no, I'm not gonna make it, because I used to always over-explain and shit and be like, oh, but I have to have a valid reason. Nah, bitch, I just don't feel like it. I'm good. And if my body's not feeling right, I don't want to do it. That's it. Health, 100%. So I'm so excited, because I ended up at the end of last year, November 18th, I told y'all, maybe not the world, they don't know this, but like I started this thing called the Leap Diet. And since November 18th, I have lost about like 16 pounds.
Get it, girl.
So
crushing it.
Thank you. No, Sam, like, I hit a little lull, I will say now, since January 1st. It's been a little slow because of little gatherings and whatnot, but because I've been eating bad again. But not nearly as bad.
I lost weight, though. I meant to tell you that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
You look good, girl.
You know what I'm saying? My skin feels like it's looking good, and I just feel good in general. And I'm going to tell y'all, I have a thing with, like, I get paranoid thoughts and feel like everybody's talking shit about me and whatnot. They may be. That's not really the issue. But, like, in my mind, like anxiety. I'm like, yeah, it's super anxiety surrounded around people's thoughts of me and feeling confident in my own skin. But, like, since I've changed the way that I'm eating to basically whole foods, it's like a variation of Whole 30, but like specifically for things that make me sensitive, I'm kind of staying away from things, even though there's technically healthy things like avocado and eggs. Technically they don't make me feel good, so I'm staying away from those things. And my mental
has completely changed. My memory's starting to come back, y'all. I was look like, at wow, God. Okay. For real, because I was actually a little bit nervous. Like, are we going to be on this early Alzheimer's path? Because it's on both sides of my family. But I was really nervous about my memory kind of slipping and stuff. But I feel ever since I've started eating a whole bunch better, my memory is coming back. It's actually coming to the point where, like, certain things in my past have been coming up. And I'm like re-triggered. And I'm like, okay, we got to process some of these things we forgot. Okay. So that's mostly been what I've been doing this year, is just focusing on my health. Next steps, I do want to work on my career. So, like, I'm definitely, I spoke with my boss about, like, what I need to do to make myself more valuable, you know, not necessarily giving overtime and all that stuff. Because I feel like that's not necessarily the way that you show that you're valuable.
Right.
You know. So I'm going to, I want y'all to hold me accountable to this. Maybe not this next month or
don't
two.
Don't put parameters on it. Accountability is accountability. Okay. All
right. You're right. I'm just saying this year, I want to actually join like a professional network of like maybe women in tech or something like that. Okay. You know, just to kind of get networking, because mm-hmm. that's always been something I've literally stayed away from. It's been, nope, I'm not going to do that event. Nope. Mm-hmm. I don't even go
running from the social events. Yeah, man. You got to put stuff out there. So,
that stuff is tough, though. I'm not mad.
It is. Yeah, it is.
It's tough. But, man, excuse me. Man, like, one of my friends, Sherry, shouts out Sherry. She's a networking queen, I swear. Like, when before COVID and, like, when she was single and stuff like that, every week she'd be doing a networking event. It didn't matter if it was even related to her field. Like, a lot of it was related to her field, but I just hear her always like, yeah, I'm going to this networking event. And I'd be like, how the fuck are you okay with this? That's like so much social. Like, so bless her, because she's a queen. And yeah, I'm trying to be more like that in professional, in a professional capacity, because I'm like, I'm still a social person, but I don't know. I've never used it for my career.
Yeah. You know?
So something about when you put social next to professional, it just makes me seize up. Like, I don't know. What am I going to do? I don't think I'm valuable in this regard, you know? So it's just a self-confidence thing. But yeah. I think, well, maybe it's only two major things, is the self-care and the career. Oh, no, there are three things. Sorry, babe. My husband, of course. No. just being closer, which has been amazing lately. So, you know what I'm saying? But continue to just be close and, like, work on the things myself that I know kind of are opportunities. We'll call them opportunities for me to, you know, be better for him and stuff. Because he's doing stuff for himself and he's working on himself. And, like, he's doing a whole bunch of self-care and, like, self-development and stuff. And it's inspiring. So I'm definitely trying to be on his level.
Good job, JC.
Right. I love that.
Men, it's really hard, I feel like, for any man to do self-care. Mm-hmm.
Especially our men, black men. You'd be like, Lord, exactly. You barely even want to go to a doctor's appointment.
Exactly. Yes. And he wasn't that type in the beginning either. Sorry to put your business out there, babe. But, like, no, I basically had to teach him, like, you know, self-massage is a good thing for self-care. And, like, you know, if you want to use a facial cream, that's fine for self-care. Like, things that he didn't even think about, because men don't think about that shit. But I was like, you know, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, like, he has his own specific face cream.
Okay, look, come through. Look, this is how y'all up here walking around like vampires. Not that y'all are old.
Not that y'all are old, but I swear you and JC will never look your age ever. Like, for real. Still walking around here looking like somebody, baby.
You know, a try.
What I love the most about what you said, Drea, is that one, recognizing that it takes two. So from both mm-hmm. sides. But I think the biggest thing that you don't hear often is giving credit to him, inspiring you to want to do other things. I really love that. That hit me. Mm-hmm. That hit me. I like that. Mm-hmm.
It's true. He'd be mad inspiring. Like, he's not even watching TV like that, except for football, because mm-hmm. he loves football. But like everything else, like his free time is literally dedicated to how to make himself or our lives better.
That's where I want to be.
Love that. Mm-hmm.
That I want to be like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting all teary eyed. I'm like, oh, my bad. He's been doing great. So.
Yeah. It should make you feel that way, girl. That's that good love.
Mm-hmm. Real love.
I'm excited.
I'm searching for a real love. Hey, look, this is about to be a good year, y'all.
Facts. No, for real, 2023 is the shit. It's already dope, you know. It's about to be
it is. Next level. You know, I was telling y'all earlier, I didn't really have a social life the first year, not much of it, but I got a lot going on this year. I got season tickets to Broadway shows with my sister and her husband. The first thing we saw Pretty Woman last week. That was really good. We got Aladdin next. Then we got Ain't Too Proud to Beg about the Temptations, To Kill a Mockingbird. I can't remember what the fifth one is, but that damn Pretty Woman was amazing. And the main actress that played Vivian, you know, she had on the classic prostitution outfit that Julia Roberts had on with them, the thigh high over the thigh boots. I was like, oh my God, her body.
Yes.
Like that. I got a trap yoga event coming up with
two friends.
Have to send pictures of that.
We got this wino event we're going to in San Antonio. And these are the first two friends I met when I moved here. And then my newest friend, we're going to what's it called? That island.
Costa Rica.
No, we're not going to Costa Rica anymore.
Oh.
Oh, the Grand Cayman Islands.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you go to the Grand Cayman?
Yeah. For some reason, Costa Rica has got super expensive. I think it's become more of a popular destination. So the plane ticket was like $800. Oh. We're like, are you serious? It was only $370 to go to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, yeah. That's normal.
What?
Oh. Yeah, so. I got a lot going on. I need to start looking into this. Supposed to go to Vegas to see Usher, too, with my sisters. And I'm going to see New Edition and Janet Jackson. So I'm excited about this year. I got a lot
of things to look forward to, girl. Hey.
Yes. And I'm happy to see you excited about you again.
You know, right? It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm. I think this comes. Wait.
Sorry.
Let me get it out, Chloe.
Somebody pick their shit.
I think this comes with what I love about this is that I love the fact that this is what it looks like for you to live not being in pain. And so you have a lot of fun, great things to look forward to with family and friends and to actually be able to be present and enjoy them and not have to worry about how you're physically feeling. So yes, I'm excited for you.
Thank you, because it truly is life changing. And like, I'm also wondering if my mood's just better, because y'all know I've had this issue with continuation of, sorry, audience. Well, I'm not sorry. I've already shared my whole endometriosis journey with you. But I've had issues with continuous bleeding, and I changed my birth control recently. And I'm like, that may also be helping with my mood. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm just feel better. I feel so much better. And I'm just excited to get out and have a social life and do a lot of fun things.
Yes. I love it. What are we doing this year? There is, y'all know I like to travel. I told myself I was going to minimize my travel this year, but we'll see what that looks like. I know.
I feel like that's not something you actually need to worry about. Y'all okay?
I do. So I'm going in March to do a surprise. Ooh, cool. But I won't say what it is because I don't want that person to know what the surprise is. But then we'll also have a trip for New Orleans, which I'm definitely excited about that because I have not been able to see Tasha in... Well, I saw her in December of last year, but I just mean for us to be able to get together and hang out as adults and do things as our friend group. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It has been a long time since we've been able to do that. So I'm looking forward to that trip with her and with Tisha as well. Old gang getting back together again. About to tear up New Orleans. So...
Man, New Orleans ain't ready. Look, New Orleans does a lot.
Right. We're going after the Essence Festival when things die down. I know it kind of sounds like we should probably go for the Essence Festival, but we looked that up and no.
I didn't see who was headlining this year.
Price-wise, we're not trying to do all of that this year. Look, inflation. Okay? Inflation.
COVID did a motherfucking number on inflation.
I'm sure I'll end up going back down to Florida. And there's some places that GC want to go. So we'll see where that, if that actually ends up coming into fruition. So yeah. GC. German chocolate.
Dre, you got any plans? Hopefully not really. I'm kind of us.
I know. I do want to come see y'all. Like I do. I'm kind of leaving it open for right now because I do want to take more road trips. That's a part of the plan this year. Okay. And like, because me and JC, we do excursions. And we actually have an Instagram that we haven't been updating called Excursion Incursion. We take photos of our road trip and whatnot. But I swear we ain't updated that for a couple years. Oh. But
no, it's not, I know, it's been sad.
Yep.
Exactly. It's time to get it going again. Yes, I do want to come visit y'all. I have to visit my cousin down in Texas too. And I have a friend, Dre, who's been down there since I don't know, longer than everybody else. So I'm like,
what part of Texas is this for both of them?
Oh God. I want to say around Houston and Dallas, Fort Worth. Respectively.
Okay.
So they're kind of like probably in between where you guys are. So I'm like, Chloe, I'm gonna have to take a whole.
Chloe is the midpoint. Austin is the midpoint between all of what you just mentioned. So.
Okay. So yeah, then they're on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, I have no sense of where cities in Texas are, but I want to eventually take a whole like road trip and go down and visit all y'all. just because I'm like, man, if I got to visit her, I got to visit him, and then I got to visit them. And then because I was like, damn, I got like at least five people I'm trying to visit down there.
It's part of your road trip journey.
It is. Yeah. Texas, where you be riding for 12 hours and still be sitting in Texas.
Right.
For real. That shit is crazy.
It just depends on how you want to do it. If you hit from north to south, you'll start with me. Otherwise, if you want to go south first and then hit your places coming back up north, going back to Colorado, then I would be your last stop. And Houston be your first.
Robert, me and Robert would probably just come
to combine.
That would be nice. Just have the whole crew.
Whole crew all together, or we can meet in, like I said, Chloe's the midpoint. So we can meet in Austin as well. We can make it happen.
Make it happen, Captain. But yeah, I guess that's it, huh? We don't really have nothing else to talk about. I don't have any shout outs today. Yeah.
Lisa.
I want to give a shout out to, y'all already know, I love me some Dear Future Wifey, okay?
Third shout out for always, Dear Future Wifey.
Dear Future Wifey is literally like, it just speaks to my soul. I love that podcast. Mm-hmm. And Hello Hubby is back, which is a spinoff with Jessica Reedy from there, and it had been gone for a while because she was going through a lot of personal stuff. And so the very her opening episode on Hello Hubby, I definitely encourage I mean, really any lady, but specifically single women to listen to that episode, because she talks about everything that she went through and gets extremely personal. And I could just truly relate, especially knowing that those podcasts speak to me, because that's the next level that I'm looking for when it comes to the love life. But for whatever reason, anytime that I listen to podcasts where people can truly be genuine, vulnerable, and just lay everything out on the table for, you know, any and everybody to listen to in hopes that it will help heal someone else. Like, that literally is what Hello Hubby, her first like opening episode, and like the first like 2-3 that she's done since then. So highly encourage people to listen to it, especially my single ladies. Get inspired.
I have a shout out. I'm bringing this one up again because I think I mentioned this on the last one that we decided not to do. But the podcast, A Tradition of Violence, about deputy gangs in LA.
Hold on, I just want to talk about the dichotomy here that
two
just
completely
happened.
She's extremes.
All like vulnerable. She's all vulnerable, and then Chloe's like, give me the fucking violence. I'm sorry. I think it's hilarious how funny and how different we are.
I know.
All right. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, but it's a very good, very informative podcast. You know, I just really wish, and you know, I don't feel like all cops are bad, but for the ones that are so naive and extremely supportive and act like some of them can't do any wrong, this will show you that a lot of them very intentionally do a lot of wrong. They're awful people, some of these people. They make it a goal to actually take a life, to maybe earn a tattoo, to be a part of these gangs. So that's how bad it is over there. And then a second one I just picked up recently is called Betwixt the Sheets, The History of Sex, Scandal, and Society.
Chloe.
Ooh, okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go,
go, go. Let's go. Go.
Yes, it's interesting so far. I listened to one episode about Sarah Bartman. And
Sarah Bartman,
she is the black woman that they had in France. She had, like, to them, an abnormally large butt. They kind of used her as like a sideshow and her whole life.
Okay.
They have an episode about that. And then I so far I've listened to that and the episode about like history of BDSM. So I think it's really interesting. Oh, and something about, I think it was like medieval sex too.
That's interesting. I already know they're about to talk about the history of the vibrator. You know the story about the vibrator?
I don't.
Okay.
They probably got an episode here about that. Oh, sex toys. Yep.
Oh my God.
Vibrator is a very twisted background for us women.
Well, I'm going to update you after I listen to that episode. But that's it for me.
Well, all right. I feel like that's a great episode. It's a little bit long for a cocoa bit, but hey, whatever.
Slap it out there.
So, yeah, well, thanks for joining us. If you're still here, appreciate you listening this long. And we're going to do better this year. That's 2023. It's about to be better.
That's a fourth goal for us all.
Yes. The uniform goal for us all. Thanks. Yes, we're going to get out here more regularly.
Yes, indeed.
So you can enjoy more content. But yeah, signing off.
Hey.
Go ahead, y'all.
Until next time, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.